We're in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, and we're going to be discussing the mitzvah of building a fence around one's roof. So the pasuk says, Parak Chaf Bet Pasuk Chet, Ki Tivne Bayit Chadosh V'Asisa Ma'akele Gagecha V'Tasim Damim V'Esecha Ki Yifoln Hanofil Mimenu. So the pasuk says that when a person builds a new house, they should put a fence around the roof, in order so that there's no blood in their house. They will not have placed blood in their house if someone does fall. So let's start off by looking at the Kedushas Levi on this pasuk here. So Kedushas Levi says, HaKlal Hu, the general principle is, Kishemegila Adam Eza Simcha Me'bari Baruchu, Azayira L'Dabir Diburi. When we're blessed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha, with joy, with a pleasurable experience in this world, Hashem sends us a gift, and whether it's pleasure or whether it's meaning physical sensational pleasure of tasting food or drinking a new wine, or it's the pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us the ability to have a new house, to have a new car, to have a new suit, whatever that might be. And taking these emotions of joy, of happiness, of pleasure, and making them a little bit more spiritual. Bringing this emotion back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is always our goal, to take any emotion and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in this specific instance, the example is by Simcha, something we're excited about. Right? The pasuk speaks about a person is blessed with a new house. When you're experiencing those moments of joy in your life, bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by ensuring, how do we do this? By ensuring that we express our gratitude, express our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, through Torah. B'chdei ledavek ha'simcha l'mala b'borei Baruch Hu. In order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the simcha. Use the simcha that you're currently experiencing to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh HaRemez, and this hinted in the pasuk, when the pasuk says, Ki tivne bayis chadash. When you build a new house, kishemagia lecha simcha gadasha, meaning when you're blessed, you have a blessing, whatever that might be at the time, whether it's a new job, a new house, person's blessed with this new item or new experience in their life. Vasisa ma'akeh. Make sure that we don't lose sight of what this pleasure is supposed to be doing for us. Right? Let's make sure that with this pleasure, build a fence around it. Let it not get out of control. Let's not get lost. Let's not forget what the main purpose is here. Take this joy and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's do that through raising up this joy with tefillah and Torah. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this emotion that He's currently giving us, this new belonging that He's giving us, that's causing us to be happy, that's causing us to feel full, that's causing us to feel the physical pleasure. Whatever that blessing that Hashem has sent us at that moment, we have to make a fence around it. Now, it's an interesting question is the fence to keep things in, or the fence to keep things out? And in a way, if we think about it, maybe what the Kedushas Levi is teaching us is that the fence itself actually helps keep the pleasure in. Right, because we know that physicality, and we're going to speak about this more, but when physicality is just for the sake of physicality, it's very, very, very short-lasting. And it's nothing that's eternal, of course. When a person builds a proper fence around this physical sensation, right? Again, whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether it's a vacation, whatever that might be, when we put borders and boundaries around it, and we say, I'm going to make sure that I use this to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to make sure that it's amazing that I was blessed to have this great meal. But I can't leave it at that. I need to bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the proper tefillah, the proper shiros, singing the proper songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening the proper tefillos, whether it's benching, whatever it is. It's taking our pleasure to the next level. And the way we take our pleasure to the next level, I think what the Kedushas Levi is teaching us, is that by building a fence around it. Making sure it doesn't escape. Making sure it doesn't just become physicality for the sake of physicality. V'zeo remez l'gagecha. Kedei l'avi asimcha ba'osios. V'edu ki koach ha'menane be'kol ha'osios hu ha'shem havaya baruchu. Ha'rotzem ba'osios m'shem havaya. V'zehu gagecha gematria chavav. So it's an interesting thing. Another hint he shows at the end is that the word itself of to build a fence around one's gagecha, one's roof, is the gematria of 26, which is obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Yudkei Vovkei. That in itself is a beautiful remez, because that's really the whole piece of the Kedush Levi, is how do we build a fence around pleasure in order to make sure that the pleasure is what it's supposed to be, as intense as it's supposed to be, as long-lasting as it's supposed to be, because pleasure, when it's with spirituality, it just lasts longer. It's more enhancing. It's more beautiful. It's something that we don't just experience, food. You have the few inches that you experience it in your mouth and then it's gone. No. It is an opportunity to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is a much longer simcha than just the 2 seconds of eating it. So with what do we build this fence? Gagecha. Yudkei Vavkei. With Hashem's name. With speaking to Hashem. With thanking Hashem. With making sure that it's strengthening our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think that this within itself is a very strong message, reminding us that whenever we feel like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or whenever we're cognizant of the blessing Hashem is giving us, to ensure that it's only bringing us closer to Him, right? If Hashem blesses us with a new phone, to ensure, to say tefillah mamish, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really am so excited about this new phone, I'm so happy I got it. I'm so excited about this new dress, I'm so excited about this new shirt. I'm really, thank you so much for sending it to me. Please ensure that I'm using it in a way that's going to bring me closer to you. Don't let the physicality take me away from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let it bring me closer to you. Let's build a fence around our physicality so that the physicality doesn't just get lost within itself, but that it leads to something much greater, which is to spirituality, to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to look at the Kli Yakar in this week's Parsha, right around this Pasuk, on this Pasuk actually. So Kli Yakar quotes from the Midrash, and the Kli Yakar says the following, Im kayemas mitzvos ma'akit tizke lekerem. If a person fulfills the mitzvah of building a fence around their house, so then they'll be zocha, they'll merit to be able to grow a vineyard properly. Ma'in in hamakeh el kerem. So what's the connection between the fence around one's roof on a new house and being able to plant a vineyard successfully? Elefisha hayayin mapil etz hashikur kedemasik biyalkut. Ma'agefen botzrin oso v'hu shote achak mashkin la'adem afin lanoto. Ayin sof parshat v'yishiv. So there's an idea that, right, when a person, what would even cause a person to fall? And perhaps part of what would cause a person to fall off the roof is this idea that maybe they were drinking. The fikach, therefore, davka achar asiyas hamakeh hamatzeles min hanefila tizke lekerem. So davka, that's why, maybe that's why that only after a person builds a fence would they be zocha to a vineyard. For lo kodem, not before, because that would just be dangerous. L'chin ki yipol ha-nofel mimenu remez l'davar. That's why the end of the pasuk that says, lest someone fall off the roof, right? Ki yipol ha-nofel, if you take the sofei tivos, the last three letters of those words, ki yipol ha-nofel, you have the word, I'm sorry, you have the gematria 70, which is equivalent to the word yayin. So what's the Kli Yakar teaching us? It's an unbelievable thing. If we just look at it at the very pshat level, it's saying, okay, first we need a roof, we need a railing, we need a fence around the roof. That way, if a person drinks, they won't fall off the roof because there'll be a fence, right? So you can't be first blessed with a vineyard and then build a fence. That's just not smart. So first build the fence and then you'll have the vineyard, Bezrat Hashem. But here's the thing, is obviously this isn't only talking about on a very physical, real, level of, okay, which one do we work on first? Was it the fence or is it the vineyard? But it's something that's deeper than that as well. It's interesting that we see such a strong remez to yayin here, because we know yayin is something obviously we use, and it's something we need. We use it for the most important events, we all know that. But it's also been the cause of some of the greatest falls in our history. Right? There are those that say, even starting with, there are those that say the Eitz Hadas was from grapes. And definitely by Noach. Right? And there's just countless times when mankind has fallen as a result of wine. So it's very interesting here that what the Kli Yakar is teaching us. It's not just talking about a vineyard and talking about wine and talking about if we want to be able to tap into physicality the proper way, if we want to be able to tap into wine, which is such a gashmius item, so then we need a proper fence first. We need to have the boundaries that Chazal have been able to set for us, that the Torah has been able to set for us, and of course the boundaries that we know are appropriate for ourselves. Very often, you know, even if we follow all the biblical laws, to be strong in the rabbinic laws, why are there fences here? To remind ourselves, what are the rabbinic fences for? Asusiyag l'Torah, what are the rabbanim making fences for? If we don't have proper boundaries, we're not able to have the self-control to tap into physicality and not get lost in it. We need the proper fences, we need the proper boundaries, we need the reminders, we need the constant presence of mind of what we're really trying to accomplish in this world, which is a world which is very distracting at times, but I think this is part of the answer. Gagecha. Yudke Vavke. To build a ma'ake. To build a proper fence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. To set up our boundaries. To reevaluate those boundaries that Chazal have given us in a way of new. Let's actually try and invest in this. Why is it so important to Chazal that they set up these boundaries? Look at the Torah's. That we could re-look at the Torah's boundaries and say, what are we really trying to accomplish with all these fences? Because fences could be, and boundaries and halachas and mitzvahs could be the most suffocating thing. It could be the most suffocating thing. And we've seen that. But that's not what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be suffocating. It's supposed to actually be allowing us to breathe. And what I mean by that is, when we get caught in physicality, that's suffocating. When a person's so entrenched in physicality, we know, I mean, they get to the point of they can't find their way out of physicality. They get so stuck, they get so addicted in a certain way of life and a certain pleasure that they just can't pull themselves out of it. That's the greatest slavery. Person feels like the walls are closing in on them. But the sad thing is that Chas V'Shalom, you know, the Torah could be a Sam Mavas as well. It's not just physicality that could be this poisonous, that could be a prison. It could also be the Torah if it's not being tapped into the proper way. Torah could be a Sam Chaim. It could be something that brings us towards health. Or it could be something which, if not given over and received in the proper way, can also be very dangerous, Chas V'Shalom. It could be something which a person views halacha in a way that is constricting. And the Torah in a way which is controlling. And not in a way of, we have our house, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us build a fence around the roof. To view our lives as if the halacha and the Torah is helping us gain access to a deeper part of ourselves by at times building the proper boundaries and the proper fences that not all of the world has. The world doesn't have fences like we do around wine. Wine itself is an interesting thing if you look at just the halachas of wine, right? Where there's a very clear distinction between interacting with non-Jews when it comes to wine. A very clear distinction. There are certain halachas, right, regarding that. Not to get into now, but we see that it's a very sensitive thing and it could be used for good. It could, chas v'shalom, be used in a negative way and put a person in the greatest form of slavery. But this is the gewalt ability of the Torah, to try and allow us to tap into physicality in a way which we're ma'ale, which we elevate it beyond physicality itself so that we don't get trapped in it. I want to look at the Rambam real quick. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Yud Aleph, it's the following thing. Echad ha'gag ve'echad kol davar sheish bo sakana. This ruling is true, right? To build a fence around a roof is true by a roof, but it's true by really anything that's dangerous. Anything that a person can fall off of and chas v'shalom die. Like if a person has a pit or a well in their field, in their courtyard, something that they should build a fence around. You have to be careful about it. Whether there's water, whether there's not water in that well. Chayav lasot chulye gevor asar tefachim. They have to build a fence. O lasot la kisoy. They have to make a cover for it. They have to do something in order to ensure that the person doesn't. No one gets hurt from it. V'chein kol michshol sheish bo sakanos nefashos mitzvas ase lasiro lasiro ulahashem ulihishamer mimenu ulihizaher b'dvar yafe yafe. Anything that can cause great danger to a person's life. We have to distance other people from it. We have to make sure no one gets hurt from it. And that's a mitzvah ase, as the pasuk says, Yishamer lecha v'shamur na'afshecha. But if a person is not careful and they're reckless and they leave, you know, these massive pits or these big wells and they don't fill it in properly, or they don't cover it, or they don't give proper warning or put up the proper fencing, they are mevatel mitzvot aseh, and they also are over on belotasim damim from our pasuk, where it talks about that you should not spill another person's blood or be responsible for the spilling of their blood. And there were many things as well that the Rabbanon were aser, they made forbidden in order to protect the you know, protect a person's life. And a person says, "Ah, oh, don't worry, it's my own thing. I'm only putting myself in danger." Or if they're just not careful, we give him the Rabbanon lashes. So it's a very interesting thing. The Rambam speaks about how it's not just by a roof, but any other situation which is similar, which would be dangerous for anybody to be near, you got to set up proper boundaries. And I think that the Rambam, if we could expound on it a little bit, so of course if this is true for physical life, which is in this world, and lasts, you know, okay, it's limited, then spiritual life, which is beyond this world, B'zrat Hashem, of course a person needs to be all the more careful, that they're setting the proper boundaries. Whether that means knowing the Torah's boundaries, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tells us in the Torah, whether that means what the boundaries and the fences that the Rabbanim have set up, whether that means our own personal boundaries. Asking ourselves, even if something is mutter, is this going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is there a chance I'm going to get lost in the physical pleasure? Because if I'm going to get lost, maybe I should take a step back. And we have to ask ourselves, how can I tap into this physical pleasure in the appropriate way, build this house in the right way, that there's still a fence around the roof? Right? That I'm not losing sight of what this house is supposed to be for. It's not going to lead to a loss of life. Right? If a person builds a house and they don't put the proper fencing around it, the proper border around it, they have a physical experience it's teaching us, and you don't put the proper border around it, it's out of control, there will be loss of life. And it doesn't always have to mean death. Maybe it just means a little bit less living. If we have a physical experience, and whatever that pleasure is, and you feel a little bit less living, a little bit less closer, connected to true life, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then we don't have the proper boundaries. We don't have the proper fences up. And that's part of what we have to try and accomplish, is setting the proper boundaries and asking ourselves, reminding ourselves really, is why do we even have these boundaries? Why do we have halacha and the Torah and our own boundaries? And it's really just to bring out physicality in a positive way, in a holy way, in a way that will last beyond the 5 seconds a person eats something, or beyond the week that a person is excited about a new item that they got. Beyond that. That's what spirituality, that's what these boundaries allow us to do when we tap into them the appropriate way. It could be a sam chaim mamish. We put up the fence and there's no blood being spilt. It's a sam chaim. That's what the Torah is. That's what the boundaries of the Rabbanan are when we tap into them the appropriate way. I want to just bring one other idea and connect it with this. This is something I was thinking about in Parshas Vayishev. We see by Yosef at Tzadik, Yosef is the midah of Yesod. We know that Yosef, we know that first of all, Sod is the same gematria as the word Yain, 70 and 70. And that Yosef was very connected to this. Sod being also the secret within a person. Yosef was a person of Chin, a person who, Chin is the Chochmas Nisar, which is that inner wisdom when that shines outward. So it's something, a secret that's within a person, that deeper inner wisdom of who a person is shining on the outside. That's Chin, and that's really a person's Sod, a person's secret. Secret isn't something that's visibly available for all to see. So Yosef is the Sod. And we see that Yosef meets in jail, there's two people. I'm going to focus specifically, right, on the Sarah Mashkim. Sarah Mashkim was pouring for Paro some wine, and there was a fly in the cup, and okay, Paro put him in jail, and he meets Yosef. And the interesting thing is that he's a different man before him, seemingly, and he's a different man after he meets Yosef. Because the interaction with the tzaddik changes a person. beforehand, when the Sar Mashkin poured the wine, there was a fly in the wine. Now we know that a fly, when there's flies in a place, it means that traditionally that it's lacking a level of Kedusha, right? We know that there were no flies in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though there was all this meat and all this fats and limbs and all these different things going on, there are no flies in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's, the lack of flies is associated with holiness. But there was wine and there was a lack of holiness. And he ended up in jail. He ended up in a place that was incredibly, what's more constricting than jail itself. But what's interesting is that the jail is called Beit HaTzohar. So it's a jail, but it's also called a house, right? Like the house of jail, the jailhouse. Like, is it a house or is it a jail? And I think the answer is that it could be either. When he first came in, it was a jail because we see a lack of holiness by wine. There were flies there. Maybe he wasn't tapped into the right way. When he left, right after he met Yosef, after he interacted with the tzaddik, so it wasn't just a foreign place. This jail wasn't just a place of constriction, it was a place of warmth then. Yosef saw what was going on with the cupbearer, and he approached him, and he talked to him. He made him feel seen, which is what happens when we're in a house. We feel seen. It's really the opposite of a jail. Jail, a person's in jail when they feel like no one understands them, no one gets them, they can't turn towards anyone. They're so stuck in where they are. And this is really the opposite of that. And it's all from the interaction with the tzaddik, the sod. Because the tzaddik knows how to interact with physicality, yayin, the proper way. He understands that within yayin, there is a sod, there's a greater secret, which is godliness. Within all physicality, there's a greater secret. And that greater secret can be accessed when we follow the proper boundaries and the proper guidelines. When we build a fence around our physical experiences. We don't just leave it at the experience itself, or at the emotion itself, but we return it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through shiros, through singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what we're currently experiencing. And through this, Bezrat Hashem will be Zocha, that whenever we have physical experiences, we won't just be experiencing it for ourselves and for our own pleasure and for our own ego and for our own rest and for our own... No, but it'll be something so much more. It'll be, we experience pleasure and we take that pleasure and we put a fence around it. We connect the pleasure the appropriate way, which HaKadosh Baruch will be proud of us and be happy to send us pleasure because he knows it's just bringing us closer to him. And it won't, chas v'shalom, be something that we're losing sight of. We won't just be blessed with physicality and get lost in the physicality, but we'll be taking the physicality Hashem blesses us with and ensuring that that physicality brings us closer to him, closer to Am Yisrael, and Zat Hashem closer to the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you so much for joining us. We should be zochah to have an amazing week and an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.